Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of 7 Minutes of Saints, your daily Saints podcast destination. All right, Andrew, this one's free because of our friends at SeatGeek. They have an amazing app. Go to the Google Play Store or iTunes or wherever you get your app. Their app has three levels to it. Green light means you're getting a good deal. Yellow light means you're getting an okay deal. Red light means your deal is crappy. You might want to stay away from it. Right now, if you use the code ACAA, you get $20 off your first purchase through SeatGeek on them. So do it now. That's like a beer, a hat, nacho hat. It's awesome. So once again, use the code ACAA. Get 20% off your first purchase with the SeatGeek app. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets. All right, Andrew. So today on the Wednesday podcast, I wanted to do another fun hypothetical. Maybe this week's theme is hypothetical week for the Saints, right? So my idea is, what would the Saints do if in August, let's say, Teddy Bridgewater is rocking it, and he's looked awesome for two or three of the preseason games, because he's going to play a ton, right? And a team that's fancies themselves a contender, they get an injury at quarterback, whoever that would be, whether it's the Rams or Kansas City or Pittsburgh or whoever, and they get an injury at quarterback, kind of like Minnesota did when Bridgewater got hurt and his career was almost over, and they go and they panic and they offer the Saints a first-round pick or a first-round pick and a fourth-round pick or whatever for Bridgewater. If you're the Saints, what do you do?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting conundrum because there's a lot of layers and things at play here. So my initial gut reaction is that Bridgewater is untouchable. And the reason I say that is right now, at least now, the Saints feel like he's the heir apparent to Breeze. They're developing him to be the quarterback of the future for this team. And when you have that guy in the building, you don't want to let him go. So, you know, if you have a franchise quarterback or you believe you have that and he's your quarterback of the future, then there's really no amount of assets that you would move him for, because that's maybe the one position on your team that's untouchable. Now, there's a lot of things at play. First of all, we've been under the working assumption that Breeze is leaving, you know, that this is Breeze's last year.
Yeah.
But what if it's not? You know, and there was a time where Breeze said he was going to play until 45, and
yeah.
Most recently, you know, it kind of sounded like maybe he was taking it year by year, but I don't think we can categorically say at this point Breeze is retiring. And if Breeze tells the Saints organization, like, hey, I plan on playing another couple of years, I don't know that Bridgewater is going to be comfortable sitting for that long. So that's my first thing. Like, you know, that's a big what if. And if someone comes offering a first round and you know you can re-sign Breeze and keep him for another couple of years, then I think you at least consider it. The second thing I would say about this whole situation is that the Saints may uncover, like, he may not play that well in preseason, and so maybe the offers would be lower, or maybe he plays okay, like good enough to make teams think that Bridgewater is back. But in working with him for an entire training camp, which Sean Payton didn't have the luxury of last year, and working with him through an entire preseason, Sean Payton's going to have more information about him.
Yeah.
He may realize at that point, like, you know, I've now had a lot of time with him. I've had time with him prepping for a game. I've seen him start for me. And I'm seeing some chinks in the armor. I'm seeing some things that I didn't expect to see. He's not growing in this offense. Maybe he's not my guy anymore. So let's go ahead and make that trade, knowing that we've got to go elsewhere to find our guy of the future.
The only thing I would say, and that your point is interesting. The only thing I would say for a trade is if an NFC team has an injury at quarterback, I don't give a fuck what they would offer. Like if Goff would get hurt, Andrew, yeah. I don't care if the Rams offer you two number one, because you're trying to win a Super Bowl now. And if like the Bears, like Trubisky gets hurt, or one of the teams that you view as a threat to you, if they need a quarterback, they don't get to play. I don't care if they what they.
What if you're out? What if you're out of the playoffs though? Or what if it's clear you're 3-5, you're 2-6, and it's just clear you're not winning a Super Bowl?
Well, no, I was thinking maybe then, but I was thinking like it happened in the middle of August. Like I was thinking like Goff blows out an Achilles like the third preseason game,
right?
And they call the Saints. Like I'm not doing it because I'm like the Rams. Your boat is broken, man. You're adrift at sea, and I'm gonna watch you sink.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any chance of it happening in August. I was picturing more the trade deadline where you have more information on Bridgewater.
Yeah,
the team's more desperate because all of a sudden they've lost the quarterback. They're in the playoff race, and they just don't believe they can sustain it with their backup, but they
yeah.
could with Bridgewater. So you know the last interesting layer to all of this is that Bridgewater's in a contract year. So you would be giving another team the right to franchise him if he was awesome and won a Super Bowl or
yeah.
whatever. But he's going to hit that market again. And so, I mean, in theory, you could trade him, get a first-round pick, and then make him a huge offer in the offseason and maybe still retain or maybe still keep him. But I think – you know, the optics there, once you trade him, is, you know, his feelings would be hurt. And he probably wouldn't sign with you no matter what if you traded
yeah.
him.
Yeah, not necessarily, though. Baseball, they did it a couple of years ago with the Cubs. The Yankees traded Aroldis Chapman to the Cubs at the deadline. Aroldis Chapman helped the Cubs win the World Series, and then the Yankees signed him back. So, I mean, it is possible, right, because money talks. I mean, this to me is just, it was just an interesting exercise to do because I find it fascinating on what you do if you're the Saints. And my thinking on this was different than yours. I know you're thinking of at the deadline, but I was just thinking of like, you know, I mean, Bridgewater, put it this way, he looked good enough last year with the Jets for the Saints to give a third round for him, right?
Right.
So I don't think it's impossible that he starts the first 2 weeks for the Saints and plays a ton and looks freaking amazing within Sean Payton's offense. You know, the Saints maybe game plan a little because they want to really – because my thing is in the preseason, Andrew, I think you're right in that Sean Payton is going to be wanting to get information. They're going to want to figure out what they have with Bridgewater, right? And the only way to do that is in game. I know practice you can see a little in preseason. Look, I know it's not regular season games, but I think the Saints may game plan a little bit in the preseason, knowing Bridgewater's going to play, to say, hey, let's see how he absorbs this. Let's see what he does when we really put in a little bit of game plan, do this and do that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
And I think when the Saints are game planning the preseason, I truly believe Bridgewater, there's a better than average chance that he looks amazing in the preseason. And yeah. teams are gonna be like, oh, we should have signed him. Oh my God, we missed the boat. Like, I just could see it that way, and that makes a desperate team even more likely to make a move. But that's why I brought this up, and it's just an interesting thing. It's just an interesting adage going in. But do you agree with my theory that the Saints are going to game plan maybe a little bit in preseason more than they normally do and play Bridgewater a ton?
Yeah, I do, absolutely. And look, parting thought I have about this is it's important for us to remember it as fans that, like, how this season plays out, how training camp and preseason play out, they have huge impact on what 2020 looks like for the Saints at quarterback. Mm-hmm. Because say what you will about Breeze, you know, we make a lot of assumptions that he's retiring. Mm-hmm. Say what you will about Bridgewater, we make a lot of assumptions that he's the guy of the future. But the reality is that the options to the Saints in terms of who is throwing passes for them in the future is completely wide open. And I say that because contractually you can formulate a picture in your head of what things look like, but at the end of the day, contractually, these guys are both on 1-year contracts. And so there are so many scenarios. Like, let's talk them through. Like, the Saints go 1-15, highly unlikely. But let's say Breeze has an injury, Bridgewater's awful, they go 1-15, they've got the first pick, they can take Tua and let these contracts expire and let both players walk. You know, so like they can go 7-9, Bridgewater played a little bit, he was awful, Breeze decides to retire, and they're like, yeah, you know what, like, we're going to go get a free agent. We're going to go get the best quarterback free agent and pay him a lot of money because we don't like Bridgewater. Or both guys get injured, Taysom Hill lights it up. And they're like, less likely. But I'm just saying, like, right now, the way the Saints are positioned contractually, it is wide open what they do next year. So we can make a lot of assumptions, but at the end of the day, like, it just depends on how it all plays out.
Well, here's the thing. The Taysom Hill scenario just laid out would be amazingly fun, but and I love Taysom Hill, but he as the future quarterback for the Saints terrifies me because that dude's medical history is like a mile long.
Oh yeah, well, I was just about to say, like, he could play like 6 amazing weeks, win the Super Bowl, and then the Saints would invest in him and make him the star of the future, and then he immediately gets injured in preseason the following year for the year.
Totally. Like,
that's exactly how that would play.
Totally. You know what, though? I'd sign up for that right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's crazy. So that's why I wanted to dive into all these hypotheticals. And by the way, people, this podcast is free, but $7 a month gets you Saints podcast every freaking day, and it gets you an awesome beer koozie. Go to our Twitter feed, Saints Happy Hour, and you can see how amazing the beer koozie looks. Andrew, is it not amazing?
It's amazing, and I got to say, the fans, obviously, all our patrons are posting pictures of it, which I love seeing. Really appreciate you guys including us on those and letting us know you got them and that you're using them, because it seems like everyone's loving it, so that makes me excited.
Yeah, so do it, people, and we will see you tomorrow.